What's going on, everybody? Mike here with the VidBiz Podcast, and it is December 28th, 2022. And yeah, we're gonna do this a little differently today, and if it goes well, then we'll do it moving forward. Do the old live stream podcast, video podcast. You know, there's always the next thing that they're always, you know, podcasts were, you know, becoming a thing. You know, everybody's gonna, you gotta have a podcast. And then you get a podcast, you gotta have video podcasts. And now it's like, well, you gotta live stream that video podcast. You gotta live stream it. So I don't know. We'll see. There's a level of vulnerability and, you know, the unknown, I guess. I'll probably go back and edit to a certain extent and repost for the actual podcast platforms for like Apple and Spotify. But for the video portion, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook Live, I figured we could just see how this works. Also, if you're, you know, alive right now, then you know that everyone in the world is sick. So, me included. So just bear with me as I am still recovering post-Christmas from, I don't know what it is. It was like a weird flu-ish thing. Felt like I had the fever. Felt like I had a fever, but I didn't ever have a fever. But it was weird. Anyways, hey, if you are a video business owner, a photography business owner, or a creative business owner, graphic design, or you're starting a web developing company, this podcast is for you. It's called the VidBiz Podcast because that's my background, is video production, owning a video business. But hopefully, maybe you can translate some of these things into what you're doing. The ideas, I try to stay big, but hopefully they will help any entrepreneur navigating the waters of growing a, you know, scaling a business, and the like. So I hope that this is valuable to you. For you people that are photographers or videographers mainly, I have recently, in the past month and a half, announced that I will be offering mentorships. You can access those through Carrot Film Company, carrotfilmco.com/mentor, and you can sign up for me, 90 minutes. I think the price right now is $299 for 90 minutes, and I'll answer any questions that you have about video production, about photography, about turning those things into a business, whatever. If you want to ask me technical questions about cameras, if you want to ask me technical questions about audio, I will do my best. And if I don't actually know the topic, I mean, really, I'm trying to stick into the video and the photography world, because that is where I can give the most value. I have a lot of people contact me all the time through Instagram, or, you know, just direct messaging me like, hey, I just want to like talk real quick about, you know, this problem that I'm seeing. And so while I do love to talk to people, and I would prefer, you know, it would be nice, you know, if we could do everything for free, but I've realized that those times turn into, you know, a lot of time out of my day, sometimes, answering phone calls or answering texts about, you know, whatever that looks like. So offering mentorships, really that's just coaching, I guess. I am offering, if you want to do more long-term mentorship, that's available as well. But I guess the one-on-one coaching, the one-off, for like 90 minutes is available on the website. So today, I just wanted to talk about, it's the end of the year, so everybody's doing their wrap up. This has been quite a spotty year with the podcast. Well, it was the first year of the podcast. It was really strong at the beginning. I think this is episode 14 or 15, which isn't good, a good record, because I think obviously there's 52 weeks in a year, and I'm pretty sure I started the first or second week of January. So we're right around there. Well, it might've been February, but, really just kind of got distracted during the summer. There was just a lot of work, and kind of got distracted away from this, then came back, did one episode in the fall. And so this is kind of my way of getting back into it, but also saying like 2023 I'm going to be really consistent with the podcast, with getting guests on. I've already got some awesome guests lined up to interview. And I'm just really excited to kind of talk about video production, with some of these people, as well as just the business of doing this. I guess, I started this podcast a year ago almost, and I really am passionate about talking about these things. I'm passionate about talking to other people about these things, and really just equipping other people like you, in navigating how to run a business when it comes to production. And I did some really cool things this year. Some of like my biggest projects, my most fun projects. But I'm still learning every single day what to do, what not to do. And so this is a journey for all of us to kind of go along as I kind of, I have personal goals, for Carrot to one day be a 7-figure revenue business, to do 7 figures in sales every year, or, to get to that point. And I think you can just come along on that journey with me, and we can do this thing together. And if you have questions for your business on how you want to get to a certain revenue goal or whatever, we can just have conversation. I do have a Facebook page. Never really have done much with it. But I would like to start, a community of some sort talking about these things. And really just being a support system for one another. This is a hard, hard thing to do. And I'm realizing that it's a constant reminder every single day. I've been doing this for six and a half years. And it never feels like it gets easier, because, with more bigger clients or more sales comes more responsibility or whatever. So it's just kind of compounding on top of one another. And there's never really a moment of like, I've made it type of thing. And so I think, we can all be on this journey together. Just a reminder of like who I am, obviously I just kind of explained what this podcast is, but my name is Mike Myers, and I am a video business owner of Carrot Film here in Worcester, Ohio. And I'll get more into this in a little bit, but really Carrot Film is my only focus, has been for a while, but really into 2023, I got my start in weddings. I have another brand called May Morning Studios that isn't officially, I'm not officially like dissolving the company or anything like that, but 2023 will be a significant shift in if, you know, if any weddings, if, you know, that brand is even, does anything, really just because Carrot is, our purpose is to work with businesses, corporations to produce the top level video content possible. If you, maybe you're watching this and you are a client of mine, or you're just, you know, this, or you're the target audience of, you know, a video business owner or photographer. But that is the goal. And like I said, I'll talk a little bit more about that and kind of something that I learned this year that's kind of led me to really make that hard decision of like, okay, can't focus on these types of things. I can't really split my attention anymore on these things. So we'll get into that later. Really hoping, I've been talking for a long time. I haven't really checked to see. Let me just double check, make sure everything is good to go. Got audio, got video. All right, so now we're going to jump in. So this is the VidBiz Podcast. Again, that's a podcast directed towards video business owners and photographers and creative business owners to help you navigate and kind of go along this journey of, you know, building a sustainable business, a scaling business, to do the thing that you love, to provide value in the things that we kind of navigate every single day. And that's about it. So today I'm talking about the top five things that I've learned in 2022. And I guess the biggest thing that I learned, and I think this is pretty, it's kind of obvious to pretty much any business owner. But once you kind of get the system in place of, then you realize, oh, that's why this makes much more sense, and it helps alleviate a lot of other things. So what am I talking about? Retainer clients are key. Having clients on a monthly retainer, having a few of those set in place and having a good system for those to kind of be able to produce the highest level of content, quality content, at a quick turnaround, because, you know, if a client is paying monthly, depending on how I structure mine, like on quarterly points. So if, you know, say a client pays me monthly, but well, in that quarter one, they have X amount of points to use for video or photo. And there's a different tier of like, well, this type of video gives you 2 points, or, you know, that type of thing. And so, but they're paying monthly. So turning those things around quickly and being in constant communication and kind of bringing them value, on a constant basis. It's a win-win because the client is getting constant content, for social media or their website or whatever. And then it's almost, obviously, a win for the entrepreneur, the video business owner, the photographer, because they have recurring revenue every month, and that really just helps the bottom line and really pads things. You know, when you first start out, or, you know, not even when you first start out, you know, there's always kind of like, as just a business owner and entrepreneur, there's always that like, you know, okay, well, we got this job, this job, and this job, and we're going to do awesome. And that's a great paid period, or, you know, a good paycheck for extended period of time. But then after that, what's going to happen? And it, you know, there can be that like wondering of like what's next, you know, those types of things. So that's one thing like that I've really learned with onboarding retainer clients. And typically the retainer clients that I have are project-based clients that, you know, they said, hey, we want to do a video. We did a video or two, and then it's been an ongoing relationship. They've enjoyed working with me. I've enjoyed working with them. And we've decided that it's good to move forward in creating, you know, a lot of content on an ongoing basis. And they feel comfortable paying that fee every month. So that really helps a lot of things. It's obviously peace of mind. And that's something that I encourage a lot of people, you know, kind of getting in, you know, eventually you want to get to that point where you're kind of, you have that recurring revenue, you are seeing, you're still producing quality content and, you know, quality work, and you're doing it for clients that you actually enjoy working with, because you already know that the proof is in the pudding. You've already worked with them. So, that is like probably the number one thing that I've learned this year. Like that is, key to just kind of like peace of mind, low stress, low anxiety, and really just keep pushing forward. Those kind of keep the bills paid. And then you, for the things that you want to pursue, passion projects, or even just bigger, you know, sales, the energy that you can put towards that is a lot greater, because you're not constantly thinking, oh, I need to get the next sale to pay my salary for this period, or, you know, whatever. If you can really hone in on a couple solid retainer clients per month that you enjoy working with, that they're good people, and you enjoy making content for them, and you can do it quickly and efficiently, then that's something I really encourage, and something that I definitely learned is important in my business this year. The next thing, number two, that I've learned is I had some pretty lofty revenue goals and I hit them, but I also increased my expenses quite a bit. And so what I wrote was increased revenue plus increased expense equals same profit. Just kind of going through, you know, the end of the year things and kind of like knowing what like the revenue, the income, the sales were for 2022. I was like, man, we just like, I did so much better than last year profitability wise. And then I really broke down the numbers and I was like, I mean, it wasn't really much different, because although my sales were like over double than what they were last year, so were my expenses. So just another reminder to constantly keep in check overhead, things that you're paying for that you might not know you're paying for, or things that you're paying for that you might not necessarily need at the moment. There's a constant evaluation in my head of like, do I need this? Do I need to, I work by myself for myself, a lot, most of the time. And, you know, but I have a 2-room office. I have come to the conclusion that yes, I do need it. Just how my workflow is and how I just can't really work from home, and it's just a really good place. It's a good location. But those types of questions that you ask yourself, like, do I need this expense? Do I need this expense? And really just being mindful of overhead and profitability. You can have all the sales goals in the world, but if your expenses are, you know, kind of following suit with your sales, which they're going to in some manner, that you're never going to see like a flat line of expense and your sales. I mean, I think you can widen that gap for sure. instead of keeping your expenses right up there, and then your profitability, you're like, I didn't really do that much different than last year, the year before. So that's definitely something that I'm continuously learning. It's just like cutting out the unnecessary things, you know, paying for the most valuable things, and obviously just working harder towards increasing sales and really trying to widen that gap so there's more profit, because that's why we do what we do, and there's no shame in that. Why else do we own a business? Why else do we work for ourselves but to make money? And that's what profit is making money. So one of those things, which leads me into the third thing that I learned this year, one of those things that I need to pay for is somebody to help me. And just, you know, I hire subcontractors for on location stuff, but for the past 18 months, you know, from the beginning of 2021 up until like August of this year, I had an amazing assistant named Laura Beth, and she was awesome. And I hope to someday have her on the podcast still, to talk about what she does. And she did virtual assisting, and that's kind of how she came into my world. And then she did other stuff, and started her own business, and that's what she ultimately pursued come August of this year. And she helped me out immensely. I think she was working somewhere like 10 hours or so a week for me. But that was incredible, just how much she was doing for me, and just the innovation and the thought that she put into what she was doing and those types of things. I didn't realize until August, when she moved on to pursue her own stuff, that how much I needed that. And then the fall got really crazy, and I kind of kept pushing it off, because I knew that if I was to hire someone again, A, that person couldn't replace her, and B, I would have to train that person and or whatever. So, and I really didn't have time to do that. And so I kind of pushed it off. And then I just ultimately realized I think it was like end of November. So I went a good solid 3 months of kind of drowning in my own just administrative work, just the things that she had always taken care of, really just kind of, yeah, just not really doing the, not really implement or not really taking advantage of the systems that she had implemented. Just because it was just me again, and it didn't really seem like it mattered, but it did, and it does. And so I put out a cry for help, and lo and behold, I have brought on a new amazing person that I'm really excited, and we've known each other for a couple of years, but we're really just kind of navigating, like, and really just with the holidays and Christmas and me being sick as well, just kind of getting our feet wet into 2023. But that's just something that I realized, something I learned this year, that's there's no going back from that. That's something that I have to have in my business to succeed and to be on top of it, with clients, with projects, and the like. So part of that, which leads me into the fourth thing that I learned in 2022, is an assistant helps immensely in just the administrative things and kind of keeping things in order and at top of mind. And that's really one thing that I learned this year with clients, is communication and being top of mind is key, especially in sales. And really what I mean by that is just constantly being not annoying. Although some of my clients might or prospective clients might disagree with that, but which I really try to avoid. I try not to like feel to bombard them or to pester. But a lot of my clients are marketing directors or marketing coordinators or VPs of marketing, and they wear a lot of hats and they're very busy and they do a lot of things in their day to day. And while video production might be something that they definitely really want to do, they might get distracted for days, weeks, months at a time with different projects and different things. And it would be silly of me to just be like, well, they're going to call me when they call me. And that might be true. Like, they might eventually get to a point of like, oh yeah, like we talked with Mike about doing videos a year ago. But most of the time, and something that I've definitely learned this year, is like they just kind of, a lot of people just need that like reminder of like, just like, hey, I'm thinking of you. I know we talked a couple months ago. Just wanted to kind of revisit. And that might spark something of like, oh yeah, we really need to get these videos done. Or we really need to have that workshop with Mike to even decide like what videos that we need to do. We need to get on top of that. And just kind of reminding like, hey, I'm still here. Like, no rush. And I would advise against doing anything out of desperation. Just kind of always being ahead of the curve of like not getting to a point where you're like, I need work now. But just kind of always, you know, having people in the pipeline of like people that you have talked to, past clients that have, you haven't worked with in a couple of years or so. Just kind of reminding people like, hey, if there's anything that I can do, if there's anything, any video projects that you want to do, any photography projects that you guys need to do, let's chat. Even if you're not ready to move forward, just kind of put all the ideas on the table, and that kind of helps the client to just even converse about it, to flesh it out. And get kind of on the same page with their own team, and just to kind of move the ball forward if they've kind of been distracted by other things. So that's something, that's number four, the fourth thing that I've learned. So to recap, retainer clients are key for video and photography business owners. Increased revenue plus increased expenses just equals the same amount of profit. So try to cut down on expenses. Third, help is always appreciated and needed in my world. As you grow, as you want to scale, working smarter, not harder, passing off things to people that are a lot better at doing those things, like administrative stuff, is key to success. And fourth, communication and being top of mind with those clients or past clients or prospective clients is key. It's just reminding people like, hey, whatever I can do to help you guys. And that's why we do what we do. It's the help. Yeah, obviously there's sales. That's part of it. Like, we want to make money, we want to grow our business type of thing. But as long as we're approaching it with the client first in mind of like, hey, I just want to help you. I know that you guys have a lot of things going on. What can we do to create videos that you don't have to put a lot of thought into, or whatever. You know your clients best, and you know how to communicate with them the best. So the fifth and final thing that I've learned this year, and kind of I alluded to it at the beginning, with Carrot and May Morning Studios, is I personally have just always, I have a lot of likes and a lot of passions, and they're all centralized around photography and videography. You know, I got started in weddings 11 years ago, and I've always kind of done weddings, and then I did the rebrand and started, you know, kind of split the brands between May morning with for weddings and Carrot for corporate commercial stuff. And but I've always done weddings, shot weddings every year, at least one or two every year for the past 11 years. But I've realized that I just with those couple weddings or just, trying to book or be relevant on Instagram or whatever, or TikTok, the amount of energy and thought that I'm putting into those platforms and doing those things just to get a couple weddings a year just seems like it doesn't add up. The math doesn't work. And so I've really had to, and the same goes for like even just shooting photography. I love shooting still photography, like portrait photography. I will always continue to do it as a hobby, but one thing that I've kind of let get distracted, and I've started, a separate Instagram account and Facebook account. And then for Mike Myers Photography, which just specialized in senior photography and families. I don't do babies. But realizing that I'm convoluting and I'm muddying the waters of what I do and what services I offer by kind of having, even though I've tried to differentiate between different brands, like May Morning Studios is for weddings and Carrot is for corporate and Mike Myers Photography is for like personal senior photography and those types of things, I've realized, excuse me, that those things really distract and they confuse people when somebody else's might be looking for like a commercial, video production company like Carrot. Well, most people that follow me on Facebook and stuff like that don't really see that stuff ever. So all they think I do is like weddings and family stuff and seniors, which is the opposite of what I want people to perceive. I want like Carrot to be really the main income bringer. That is where my passion is, to create, ads and videos for businesses. And so it's a little disheartening when you have those conversations and I've just realized, wow, this is my own monster that I've created, with people just being really kind of confused. And so the fifth and final thing that I've really learned and I am taking into next year is niche. And like I said, I enjoy those things and I'll never not like take pictures of people. But it'll typically be people that I know, family, it's not going to be its own thing. And even when it comes to weddings, I've realized, after 11 years that's not where I want to be anymore. It was a great place. I loved being there. It served me well for many years. Did a lot of weddings, probably have done close to 200 weddings over the last 11 years. And met some amazing people along the way. But I think it's time to kind of hang up the towel. And just kind of say sayonara to weddings and those types of things, and really put all my eggs in the Carrot basket. The Carrot basket. And really just focus on really serving those clients and giving them the best product that I can possibly give them. So those are the things that I've learned this year and I'm taking into 2023. I would love to hear what you've learned this year. Maybe your biggest takeaway from this year. My biggest takeaway still is just that is wow, I can't believe I still do this every single day. People pay me to do this. I've built a pretty cool business. I still work for myself. And in the midst of the unknown of, inflation and the looming, you know, people say recession or whatever, you know, in spite of all of that and people being scared about certain things, I can't believe I still do this every single day. I believe it because I put so much work and time into it, but it still is crazy to me that I'm still doing this and I'm still loving it. And I'm even more excited now than ever to continue to grow. Like I said, we did some of the coolest, funniest ads that we've done. And that's really where I want Carrot to be, is kind of in that niche of like funny ads. And really just creating, whether it's funny or not, really creating the specific video for the specific need for the specific client at the specific time that they need it. So they can get the return, on their investment as quick as possible, so they can grow, so they can see success. That's my ultimate goal, is really just to see the people that hire me be successful. And it's a cyclical thing, where, you know, wherever, if one person grows, the next person does, and it's a beautiful ecosystem of growth. And I'm just excited for 2023. I've written down some outrageous like financial goals, and like I said, got to keep those expenses low, but I've written, just from a financial standpoint, I'm just like, that is just ludicrous, and we'll see about that. But but that is where, that's where I'm headed, and really just to kind of grow what I have people wise, just in the type of work that we're doing, the taking up the quality a notch, in our writing and in our production and in every aspect and every facet. And yeah, I'm excited for 2023. I wish I could have made more podcast episodes in 2022, but I am committing myself to do a lot more than I did this year. And really just continuing what I've started here at VidBiz Podcast, and just growing and being a better person and father and husband. And yeah, my birthday, I'm turning 35 on Friday. 35. So also reflecting on being halfway through my 30s. And what the next 5 years will look like. So this has been a longer than usual episode, right around the 40-minute mark, rambling for quite a bit at the beginning. But I appreciate you in listening and watching. If you're watching this live, thanks. It's a new thing. It seems technically it's working, I think. It seems like it's done that. It's done its job. From a technical standpoint, it's easy, simple. I kind of forgot we were live, so get a little more comfortable. There is that vulnerability, like don't slip up, don't like say a bad word, or I don't know. Don't like space out and not talk for 5 minutes. But that's kind of, yeah, I think we might continue to do this. Like I said, always trying to up the ante, to go to the next level with production. Also, if you're in the Worcester area and you listen to this podcast, I'm going to be announcing soon, the beginning of the year, the space that I'm in is part of the office that I rent. This specific space that I'm in is like the studio. The other space is my office. And I'm going to be renting this space. It's going to be outfitted to be a multi-microphone podcast studio that you can rent out and make your own podcast. I have all the resources and the know-how to make a podcast, and I already have the space, and I figured I don't use it. I use it a couple times a week. If other people that don't have the technical know-how could use the space, well, that would be fun, and I could help them do that, help kind of produce a podcast. So if you want to start your own podcast and you're in the Worcester, Wayne County, Holmes County area, and you want to come to Worcester, downtown Worcester, to record a podcast, let me know. You can email me at mike@carrotfilmco.com if that interests you. Anyways, that's all I have for today. Those are the top five things that I've learned in 2022. I'm looking forward to turning 35. I'm looking forward to 2023 and seeing all of the amazing projects and clients that I meet, the continued relationships that I have with the current clients that I have. And I'm grateful once again to each client that I have, and to any person that ever listens to this podcast. Hope it helps you, and have a happy new year. Peace.